Hi, babe. How are you today? Hey, you don't look so good. You want to come here and sit next to me? I cleaned the blanket from the mess we made yesterday. There. That's better. So, what's going on with you? I can tell you aren't yourself this morning. In fact, I've noticed you've been increasingly more depressed over the last few months. Wanna know a secret? With us being locked down and the world being in the state it currently is, we won't be able to see our friends and family for the holidays. All those traditions we've become so accustomed to our whole lives, they aren't happening this year. Or if they are, it's gonna happen differently. I'm sure it's like this for a lot of people. The reason I'm saying this isn't to belittle your issues, dear. I'm saying it because I wanted to emphasize that you're not alone. Although many of us will try to deny it, human connection is essential to live a happy, meaningful life. And recently, it feels like, to a point, that right has been ripped out of our hands. The worst part is, it isn't entirely clear as to when we're gonna get it back. When things will be normal again. I know. I'm scared too. But it's okay. We may not be able to be with everyone we're used to seeing this time of year, but at least we have each other, right? Despite our difficulties, we've been surviving together, and we're going to make it just fine. I can tell you've been bored, though. You've been drinking more and falling back into your old habits. You've also been exceptionally bratty these days. But you know that doesn't truly bother me. I think you just need some more stimulation. We should probably get rid of the blanket this time. I don't feel like washing it again. There. Yeah, it's a little cold, but don't worry. I'll warm you up. Come here. You and that morning wood of yours. I love it, you know? It makes things easy for me. How so? Well, for starters, it's easy for me to tease. Like this. When I trace my fingers along your cock, it responds to me immediately. See? And if you don't believe me, well, look what happens when I use my tongue. Believe me now. is physical evidence right here in my hands. No comment. Okay. I want to sit on it first. You like that? Right? I know I would. It's been a while since we've actually fucked. You've been so bratty lately that you've forced me to tease you and edge you. But I can't wait any longer. Here. I'm gonna get up. I'm gonna crawl on top of you, just like this. Feel that? That's my wet little cunt rubbing against the massive hard-on I just gave you. It's so warm. Fuck. I'm sick of teasing myself. Give it to me. Oh, God. I forgot how thick you are. I'm just going to move slowly at first. It seems I have to let you break me in again. Oh, you can put your hands wherever you'd like, dear. Oh, do you want to take off my shirt? Go ahead. Oh, there. I'm sure that's a better view for you. Oh, good. I'm glad you think so. That's right. I'm moving a little faster now. Maybe I'm getting a little greedy. Getting close. Can we come at the same time, baby? I really love when we do it together. All right. Here we go. Are you ready? I'm gonna move faster now. Hold in. Hold in. Just a little longer. Almost there. I'm going to lean forward and rest my head on your shoulder, if that's all right. I need to catch my breath. Thanks, dear. Your cock is so good. Stop being such a brat so we can fuck more often, Are you feeling better now? You're not as tense, at least. If I have to keep doing this so you don't fall into your depressive slumps, I have no problem with it. I needed to. By the way, looks like we still made a mess. So, it's all your fault. I'm kidding, dear. I'll take the blame this time. I'm the one who wanted to ride you. But we should probably get cleaned up. So let's do that, and I'll start cooking. All this fucking has worked up my appetite.